Welcome back to The Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host, Simone. And in this episode, I want to talk about decentering men. To me, decentering men means taking them off the pedestal that society, but also the pedestal that we as women have put them on. To me, decentering men means taking them out of the limelight and putting yourself there. I think that there's so many behaviors and traits that have just been passed on to women from like generation to generation. And we have this loyalty to men that they really do not have to us. And I always felt like women should be more like men when it comes down to certain things. Okay, let me explain. When it comes down to the way that a man will leave once he feel like he found someone that he connects better with and he likes more, how he will dip out on you, I feel like women should be the same way. Because women will meet a man while they're in a relationship and this man really wants to take them seriously and really care about them, and they got Jim, who is always at home watching cartoons, hopping from job to job, and they will have loyalty to that man. They will have so much loyalty to that man. This is not insecure. He is not Lawrence. He is not going to run out and go get some major big job and then you're going to be looking stupid. And I don't know if that's what some women be thinking, but that's always how I be thinking. Like, are you afraid of him going to go get with another woman and then getting his shit together? Because certain characteristics that a man has, that's just who they are. Especially when it comes down to having like a lazy spirit. Like, they might work for so long when they get with certain women because they're like, hey, you cannot be with me if you don't have a job or you need to pay bills here. And they'll work for so long. But I'm telling you, it's probably 50-50, or they're probably barely paying anything at all at that woman's house. Because certain things, that's just people's character and who they are. And it's not going to change no matter who they get with. They might try to suppress it or not show it in the beginning to get the person, but eventually it's going to show. That's just who they are, you know? And I just feel like this is the loyalty that women have to men that they just really just do not have for us. And don't get me wrong, I don't feel like decentering men means that you can't be in a relationship. I don't think that it means you can't date. I think that decentering men means not letting it be so important to you that you have to be talking to someone, you have to be texting someone, you have to be going out with someone, you have to be having sex with someone. People think that being single means that you're lonely, but I feel like you can be in a relationship and still have that same feeling of loneliness and just be unhappy. I feel like I've been in that situation several times where I'm laying next to somebody in bed that I just, like, I'm so over. Like, I do not want this man anymore. Like, someone come get this man, please. So I think when you decenter men and you put yourself in that spotlight, you put yourself on that pedestal, you start to feel more fulfilled. It's a lot of self-discovery there. And it also helps with your standard and what you accept in the way that men treat you. When I start to decenter men, I started to buy myself flowers. I started to take myself out. I started to positive self-talk, like all these things that when a man comes around me, it's just expected of you. If you buy me flowers, you take me out, I'm going to say thank you. I appreciate it. But at the same time, that's kind of what I expect from you as a man, you know, like I expect this treatment. This is the way that I'm treating myself. This is what I am used to. I feel like decentering men can save you from a lot of sticky situations. I felt like when having a man was super important to me, I always ended up in relationships that I was extremely unhappy in, but I wouldn't leave because I didn't want to be single. Like, I didn't want to be lonely. So I would just stay and just put up with the drama, put up with the nonsense. And those things really hurt me. Like, when I think about some of the treatment that I accepted, I'd be like, girl, you was down bad. You was down bad. Like, stand up. Stand up. Like, for real. when you decent to a man, you're not going to be hopping on the first thing just because they look a certain way or because they have a certain career. You're going to really be looking at who people are as a person, and you're only going to have people around that you actually enjoy being around. When you don't decent to men, you look at relationships as a mind game. And I mean, I don't got time. I don't got time for mind games. I don't got time to be trying to finesse somebody into thinking that I'm somebody I'm not to get them and then lock them down. And I don't like when people do that to me. I don't like when people pretend to be someone that they're not. And then once I get to know them, I'm like, who are you? I do not know you, bro. And sometimes when you're with somebody and you're trying so hard to appease them, but deep down inside you dislike them so much, they kind of have that same feeling towards you, okay? I think that in order to really just be fulfilled in life and to reach goals and prioritize yourself, you have to decenter men. You have to decenter them because they can really hold you back. And I don't think it's intentionally holding you back. I have been with guys and I felt like they were very jealous of me. I'm prettier than you. I'm funnier than you. I'm more successful than you. Like, you're definitely jealous. But sometimes it's not intentional. I think that a lot of guys are used to seeing women put up with certain things or being told that they can do certain things because they are a man. And I think that this stance that women are taking and saying like, hey, we're no longer accepting this, I don't know if our generation will really reap the benefits of this. I think that might be more so the younger generation that will really reap the benefits of it. But I definitely can say that decentering men has changed the way that I date. It changed the way that I date. It changes the things that I look for in a man because I don't have to have a man, okay? So if you're around me, you got to be respectful. You have to be treating me right. You have to be kind. We have to have things in common, you know? It's not like if you're not here, my whole world is upside down or my life is going to fall apart. Like, no, everything's going to be fine. I might be upset. It might hurt. But eventually I'll get over it, you know? And you guys, not decentering men is, I just feel like it's dangerous. I just feel like it's so dangerous, you know? I was friends with this girl once and her man made a comment like, yeah, you're not allowed to have anything else for the rest of the day but water. But he has a smile on his face. So I'm literally thinking like, okay, probably just like an inside joke between them or just the way they play with each other. She only drank water for the rest of the day. Nobody should have that type of control over you. Maybe you might feel like, oh, he cares about my health. I don't know. I don't know if he cares about your health or if he is just throwing his weight around. When you don't decenter men, they're going to be more feminine. When you center men and you're willing to like cater to them or give in to them, or Lord forbid, you're willing to take care of them. Ooh. They will take advantage of that. And not only that, they are going to step into their feminine era, okay? They're going to be expecting you to chase them. I'm not chasing no man. I'm not chasing no grown man. I don't expect no grown man to chase me. Like, I don't expect that. Like, let's have open communication, dialogue. Don't let anybody make you feel bad for having standards or not wanting to settle. The same women who are trying to make you feel bad for not wanting to settle or having standards and trying to call you lonely or bitter or whatever they're trying to call you or paint you as, those are the same women that are crying every other day. They are the same women who are on a roller coaster of emotions, and it all just depends on what mood their partner is in. Those are the same women that are complaining that their man won't take them out. They're the same women complaining that he won't help around the house. Those are the same women, okay? I remember that I worked at this job and I was giving my coworker some advice. She was talking about how she was dating a guy and he wasn't like responding back to her text messages for days. He already had so many kids and so many baby mamas. She think he was talking to somebody else behind her back. And I was like, well, what do you want from the situation? And she was saying like marriage and a kid from him. And I'm like, well, he's created all those broken homes. Like, I don't think that's something that he wants. Like, I really think you're wasting your time. Like, girl, you should move on. You shouldn't accept that. Another coworker is sitting there. She butts in and say, you're bitter. You're just bitter to me. I'm like, oh, okay. And then she proceeds to tell a story about how she snores at night and that her men and her, they get it on in the bed. But then once it's time to actually go to sleep, she goes into another room and sleeps in a separate room. Every guy I have ever dated has told me that I snore at night. And every time I hear it, I act like it's the first time I've ever heard it in my life. None of them have ever been like, oh, you need to sleep on the couch or in another room. Or they felt like, I'm sleeping on the couch. I don't want to hear that. I'm like, dang, how loud do you snore? You know, I don't know how loud I snore, but I imagine it's like a cute little snore. You know what I mean? Like a cute little, your girl be tired, okay? I be tired. But I'm like, I would never accept that. And this is a man that you've been with for years and you have children with. He should be used to it or accepted that part of you already, you know? So I would say don't let anybody discourage you, because those are the same women who are very much unhappy, trying to paint you as unhappy for not being willing to accept certain behaviors. When you decenter men, you are able to step into your feminine era. You're able to reclaim your power as a woman because you deserve the world. You deserve the sun, the sky, the moon. Literally, you deserve the world. And decentering men does not mean you hate men. It does not mean that you're going to be single for the rest of your life. It means that you're just recentering yourself and making yourself more of a priority, which is going to help with your standards and what you accept. It's going to help you be able to look at people's characters and know when someone is for you and not for you, and not you trying to change or mold yourself to fit in. And I think a lot of that means healing from daddy issues, mommy issues, childhood trauma, bullying, feeling excluded, all of the above, all the things that you feel like might have happened to you that shaped you to be who you are that was negative. It's time to rewrite your story. So cry it out. Journal it out, go talk to a therapist, but heal and know that you are in control. You run your life, you're in control, you decide who you want to be, not the experiences that you went through or things that happened to you that you had no control over. You are the one that gets to decide. I'm Simone. This is the Relatable Black Girl. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I am going to try to go up to 30 episodes this season. We're on 25 right now. So thank you to everybody who has been listening since episode one. But if you haven't been listening to episode one, thank you for tuning in anyways to any episode that you guys listen to. I appreciate it. I have been so fulfilled doing this podcast. It's been so much fun for me. We're going to get a little deep into the next couple of conversations that we have, but I do want to end it on a light note. So the last episode would just be like a chit chat episode, letting you guys get to know me a little bit more, what to expect for next season, and just an update about everything that's going on in my life. Because I really do take my own advice, you guys. I'm not telling y'all nothing that I'm not doing myself. I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.